Hey, welcome back to Random Lists. I'm Jesse Cohen, and I am away on vacation. And I'm walking around in the morning getting breakfast for the family. It's a beautiful, crisp morning, cool, thank God, not sweating. And I actually, as I was running or walking, I saw the complete opposite of somebody running. They were walking with a cigar in their mouth, smoking. So I assume that's the complete opposite of running. Just a weird note. Anyway, today's list comes from Spoon University, and I'm pretty proud because this is a food one, and it's specifically the American Food Bucket List. Or they said, I think the real title is Foods You Should Eat If You're a True American. But I consider this a bucket list because I feel like, you know, these are things you should all get at one point or another in your life. So that's, to me, it's more important than just saying it's just a regional dish. So anyway, I'll get right to it. Oh, the bugs are here. So it is on Spoon University, and I'll get right to it. First one is, the other thing I'm proud of is I've had almost all these ones, which is great, almost all the foods. So the first one comes from Brooklyn, and I've had it many times. Never there, never in Coney Island though, but it's Nathan's Famous Hot Dog. And the way you eat it is with sauerkraut, mustard, big tall cola, and then you get fries. They put bacon on it and cheese, but it's pretty much the fries with ketchup is the best. There are these ridged heavy fries where you can taste more potato than the actual fry part. It's really good. And they for the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, just so you know, they pickup truck 4x4 Ford. Anyway, for the Nathan's Famous Eating Contest, they draw 30,000 people annually, which makes sense. And I've actually eaten this. I've had Nathan's hot dog. This next one I've also eaten. Deep Dish Pizza in Chicago. I went to Chicago and ate it. I've had it at Uno's, too, the restaurant, but there's nothing like Chicago. I went to Gina's East, and they talk about how, you know, it's the, a lot of cars. Sweet, they have that sweet sauce with the really thick dough. And places like Seawell or Rick Ricardo have their own unique taste. Next one goes back to New York. I've had it, New York Bagel. I personally like Essa Bagel. I think they're the best ones. A little bit of a tip, if you go in and say you want lox, which is a type of fish on a bagel, just say lox spread, because if you say lox on a bagel or lox cream cheese, they're gonna charge you like $12. As opposed to saying lox spread, they'll charge you $4. True Southern Barbecue. I've never had it. I mean, I've been to Brother Jimmy's in New York, so I guess that would count. But you're talking your ribs, you know, your brisket, your southern beef, you know, all that kind of stuff. And the cornbread, collard greens. I haven't really had an official southern meal, so I feel like I'm due for that. Philly cheesesteak. This one is a personal favorite of mine. I've actually had it in Philly, so I went to Gino's, and I had the Philly cheesesteak with regular cheese, and I've had it whiz, which is cheese whiz, which is really good. Next one is key lime pie in the Florida Keys. I've actually had it in Florida, but not in the Florida Keys. I wonder if it's different. It's cool, it's creamy, has that lime taste, very good. Spam, I went to college, so I've had it with ramen noodles, but not. I've had it separately. I've actually fried up spam on in the pan, added some mustard. Really good. I liked it. Just taking it out of the can is kind of weird with all that gelatin around it. Chicken fried steak. I've had it with the gravy, but again, I've had the New York version of it. Never had the real version. It's good. Like when it's all fried up, it's very delicious. New York pizza, foldable, thin. Nice crust to it. I like it. Sauce is good. I think Chicago has, it's different taste at different times. I like them both. Shrimp gumbo. I had this in New Orleans. Spicy for me. I thought it was a little spicy, but it tastes like a Bloody Mary in a soup. That's what it tastes like to me. But it's French Creole dish, and it's famous in Louisiana. Lobster roll. I've had this in Maine. Really good. You know, you have it with chips, soaked in butter, served on a steaming roll or brioche. but it's definitely good. Mississippi mud cake again. Never had the mud cake in it where it's been born. Just had it in, you know, up in the north. So I had it. This one is the only one I didn't have so far. It's Minnesota hot dish. It is basically, it's a casserole. It's soup. It's tater tots. And they cook it. And they add meat and vegetables. I don't know. It's weird. But it looks good. Ohio Buckeyes. I actually got this as a gift. We were doing business with a Ohio company. And they sent it to us. And this is simply chocolate with a dollop of peanut butter. It's delicious. So that's really good. Southern style grits. Had it again, but again up north, so I'm probably missing out. I've actually had cheese grits, which I really like. Hush puppies, again up north, but it's delicious. It's fried and it's dough. How could you go wrong with that, you know? You get a bunch of them, it's excellent. And the last one I've never had, so that's two I didn't have. It's called Election Cake. It looks like a bundt cake, and they make it on Election Day, and they've had it since the forefathers. So in the 1700s, they've been making this cake for centuries, supposedly. So that is it. Those are all the foods from my American bucket list. So if you have any others, please let me know. If you tried any of these, let me know. You can go to my Twitter feed, whatever. I'm at podlists. At podcast lists, or you can just hashtag random lists, or I'm on every podcast platform, so you can reply there. And as always, have a great day, and thank you so much for listening. Bye.